The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
As we know, we are instructed in Scripture that we are to examine ourselves, and that's a process that we need to be doing on a regular basis. And in the context of those verses, it is directing us to, especially before Passover and unleavened bread, we're to be doing that. We're to be examining ourselves. And I think it's more so in a more tight-knit way, looking at ourselves, where are we lining up? Are we really in the faith? Are we really doing all the things that God would want us to do? Now, we know that the Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread are coming soon, 40, 45, 46, 47 days, something like that away. So with that in mind, if you would, go with me to the book of Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, and we're going to read verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Since we touched upon that first phrase, trust in the Lord, in a previous teaching, today I'd like for us to take a look at the next phrase, and probably going to go through all of 5 and 6 through the end of this teaching. But I have a question that I'd like for us to ask to start with here. What does it mean to not lean on your own understanding? I have entitled this, Not Lean on Your Own Understanding. Real simple, real straightforward, and that's what we're going to address. Now, as we saw in that previous teaching about trusting in the Lord, obviously our trust is to be in God and not in any tangible objects, including our own selves, or anyone else, or any object, or any wealth, or any whatever it would be, anything that is tangible that we could put our hand on. No, it's pretty straightforward. Our trust needs to be in the invisible, living, loving God. We also saw that we are to trust him with all of our heart. And through this, another way of saying it is that we are to yield the decisions and life to him. And by that, what I'm referring to is we are to yield every decision, including our marriage, our job, our careers, probably even as tight-knit as where we live, who our friends are, and all of those kinds of things. We would yield ourselves and giving that to God, looking to him, trusting that he will know what is best for us. In other words, give God all of our heart, not just holding on to any area of our life to ourselves. We are to give it all to him, trusting him in every area of our life. Also, I didn't talk about this in that particular teaching, but I would also think that this was at least, it was hinted at, and we're not to make bargains with God. We're not to hassle with God. We're not to, you know, try to make deals with God by saying things like, I trust you here, but I'm not so sure that I trust you in this area. And you go, well, why would anyone do that? Well, my question is why would anyone do that? To put it in another way, we are to hop into his wheelbarrow, trusting him with our lives totally and completely. And you would need to hear that other teaching to understand that phrase, hop in the wheelbarrow. And it was talked about in trust in the Lord. So today, let's focus on the phrase, lean not on your own understanding. And first of all, let's please realize this is another way of saying that we are not to be arrogant. We are not to be conceited. We are not to be egotistical in thinking that we actually know best in our life in every area. Because the fact is, we don't. In reality, what we would come to understand and admit and acknowledge is the fact that it is God who knows best in our lives. But we're not going to trust Him with every area? See, it makes no sense when you think about it in that way, does it? Because here's the point that I'm getting to in making these statements. The fact is, we are not wise enough in every area of our lives to be our own guide. Now, that's not to insult any of us. The fact is, none of us are wise enough in all areas of life to direct our lives. God is. And that's the point that God is telling us and He's wanting us to get. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You take it to God in every area of life. It is simple to state it. I didn't say it was necessarily simple to live it. It's simple to state it because this is what we're doing. We're stating it. And we remember it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And that is with our whole being. Not some of it, but all of it. And do not lean on your own understanding. Then it goes on to say, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Not may direct, not could direct, but will direct your paths. So why would we not trust God in all areas? And why would we want to lean on our own understanding when God knows best in every situation? Lean on is used here in the sense of relying upon or trusting someone or something for help or protection. That's the sense of what that word means. I mean, we could go through the Greek word, we could define it, we could go in all of that, but let's just cut through and get right down to this and take a look at it in that way. And without a doubt, the only obvious object of our trust should be the Lord, because He is the most reliable object of confidence that we can come up with. Are you going to put your life in the hands to make decisions by someone else because you trust them more than yourself, and you're saying, and I trust them more than I trust God? I know that we can read these words and we can agree with them, but there's so many times that we don't. We still try and do it our own ways. Let me try and illustrate lean on your own understanding this way. Let me try and do an illustration here. When we lean against a wall or on a cane, I know what that's like. We trust it is going to hold us up. We trust that it will support us. However, if it does not do its job, holding us up, supporting us, we will fall probably to the ground and perhaps even get hurt. We see very clearly that that was an unreliable thing to be trusting, right? In a figurative sense, here in these verses that we're reading here in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we can see that in times of suffering, we lean on family and friends. We do that. We see that. And then, in other words, We rely upon them for help, for support, for encouragement, for protection. Then in Proverbs chapter 6, lean on is used in a figurative way. Now, what I mean by that is in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, for us to rely on our own understanding is compared to leaning against a wall or a cane that is not going to hold up our weight. It is unreliable for support. And that's the same thing that he's telling us. Why are you going to lean on your own understanding when you can trust God? He's basically saying it's a either or. We trust God or we trust self or someone else or something else. And what he's saying is trust God and don't lean on your own understanding because of what he's going to do if we do the first part. If we trust him with all of our heart, not leaning on ourselves, then what is he going to do? And we'll see that as we go along here. Therefore, it is dangerous for us to rely upon human wisdom or human understanding, ours or someone else's. The reason is because more than likely to do so, to rely upon, to trust human wisdom or human understanding, ours or someone else's, more than likely we will fail. And it, because it is going to fail us. And it's dangerous to do so. Because God is there in all of our challenging times. He is there for us throughout all of the storms that are going to come in our lives. He is there for all of them. He is there to aid us to make right decisions. And he is there to lead us in the right way. I would want to think that as a pastor that I will lead people in the right way. Am I always going to do that? I would certainly pray that I do, hope that I do. Is it 100% guaranteed that I will? No. How? How would I know that? I'm human. God is not. And neither is anyone else going to be able to guarantee in 100% of the time they can lead us in the right direction either. Not even our own selves. So I think there's a question that we need to ask. And the question is then, why do we all too often lean on our own understanding and not trust in God? Why is that? I mean, we're simply told, lean not on your own understanding. In other words, do not think about trying to accomplish our plans by the strength of our own understanding without God's blessing. Like I said, this teaching is simple to teach. I didn't say it was necessarily simple to live it, but it is what is required. In other words, by some carnal confidence in bodily strength or in intellect or in wealth, whether it be ours or someone else. It's dangerous. I'm not saying that they're going to take you and lead you in the wrong direction. I'm saying it's dangerous because there's no guarantee that it is going to happen. Trusting in God, there is a guarantee that it will always be right. It will always be good. And this is the principle that we're being told here in the book of Proverbs chapter 3. in everything that we set out to do, whether it be things in this life or things in the life to come. We are to acknowledge God. If we're relying upon ourselves, if we're leaning on our own understanding, we're not acknowledging God. We're looking at self, whether we're looking at somebody else, trusting them, or in ourselves. We're trusting someone else, we're acknowledging them and not God. In the Hebrew, this phrase, acknowledging Him, it means, or more the sense of it is, know Him or own Him. And it's talking about His wisdom. And this happens by following His counsel, His will, what He has determined, what He has want, His goodness, and is expecting that He is going to give us success. Because that's what He is telling us He's going to do. He's telling us this is what He's going to do. And so we expect success from Him. We expect success because He is the sovereign God, and by the fact that He can manage all of our affairs in such a way that He is going to lead us in the right way. And when we put our trust leaning on Him and not on ourselves, then we're going to please Him and we're going to glorify Him. And as a result, when we do this, He shall direct your steps. That's the last part of verse 6. In other words, so that our ways will be safe and good and happy. Because that's what He wants. That's what He wants. So, brother, let's all understand. God did not call any of us because of our own knowledge or talents or abilities that are within ourselves. To put it as simple or as blunt as I can, God did not need any of us. Yet, at the same time, He wanted us to be part of the body of Jesus Christ. We needed and still need Him. So as a result of that we didn't need Him, He didn't need us, but we needed Him, and us coming to understand that, so He called us so that we would get this point, and therefore we would not think that it is about us, but we would know that it is about God. Why? Why do we need to know that? Why is it true, and why do we need to know that? Well, so that we would trust Him, and so that we would lean on Him and not on ourselves. Not trusting self, but trusting God and leaning on Him and not on ourselves. And that's the point that He wants us to get to. And I'm sorry, but there are so many people that don't get that. They don't really understand this point, that it is about God, that it is not really about us. Because you see, when we depend upon our own abilities, we fall very short. Here, we would be getting into the topic of the will of man. Now, I'm not going to really get into that, but there's the will of man. What do I want? Man, what do we want? And what does God want? Which one do we want? What we want, or do we want what God wants? Who knows best? The obvious answer is, of course, it's God. mankind, including every one of us as believers, has to be willing to accept God's help and to give God the credit for the job that was well done. It wasn't us. Even if he gives us information, knowledge, and understanding, and even the wisdom to know what to do, did we really are the ones who really came up with this? No, God gave it to us. But from little children, we and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, probably it's a real good thing if we then know how to direct it in small children as they get older. You know, and we clap for them. That's good. You did a great job. Well, they did this. This is what they do. But we don't know how to turn that off. And so as we get older, we think we can do, so many people think that they can do everything. And they're the object of doing everything in their lives. But once we're called, we're to come to that place of we're looking to God. He's the one that has done this. He's the one that called me. He's the one that's given me this information. He is the one that is to get all the credit and, to use the phrase, the pat on the back, you did a great job. Now, we don't do that to God. We understand, you know, that sense, that feeling. I mean, just consider for a moment what Jesus said. Over in John chapter 5, I think it's in verse 30, 29, 30, but I know it's in John 5, 29 or 30, where he said, of my own self, I can do nothing. And we're going to trust in our own selves? That destroys any, you know, that we can do all of these things. Jesus Christ, he was the being that created all things. Now, I understand that this, he's talking about when he was a flesh and blood human being. Oh, wait a minute. We're also flesh and blood human beings. And as a human being, he understood that he needed to trust in God, not leaning on his own abilities, own talents, even what he had done in the past and what he was yet going to do in the future. He knew where his trust needed to be and upon whom he would be leaning in every area of his life. As a believer, we should not... I worked on this several ways to come to try to get this point across. We should not start anything that God is not involved in. In other words, we need to be praying, we need to be studying, we need to be fasting, we need to be drawing closer to God and trusting him that he's going to give us the right decision. Because we are trusting him, we're not trusting self, we're not relying upon or leaning on somebody else or upon ourselves, we're leaning upon him to make our path straight, you know, the end result of those verses. And so we should not be thinking about starting anything that God is not in. And then we must praise him in everything. Even whenever we do start something and it works out for good, we praise God in this. Well, again, that's not human nature. That's not what we tend to do. Look at what I did. Hebrews 13, verse 15 tells us when we should praise God. I want you to go there. Hebrews 13 and verse 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to him or to his name continuously. He did it. He did it. Yes, we have a part in these things, but he did it. And we praise his name in all successful things. He did it. That's trusting him. That's leaning on him. That's not leaning on our own selves. So, brother, the point that I'm trying to make is, if, which is a very big word, if he directs our path, we will walk in the light and not stumble and fall. If we're trusting in ourselves, there's no guarantee that we're not going to be walking in darkness and we will stumble and fall. If he's directing us, we are going to walk in the light. And we're not going to stumble and fall. Do not lean upon your own understanding. Means that if we do trust in God with all of our heart, we do not then turn around and try to determine or try to decide for ourselves what is right or what is wrong. You remember, that's exactly what happened back in the garden with Adam and Eve. That's what they did. It was their deciding what was right and what was wrong. They decided that they would trust themselves and lean on their own understanding, when in reality, they were trusting in the serpent and relying upon his understanding or lack thereof. And that's exactly what mankind tends to follow today. If we don't understand a biblical principle, we would be determined, if we're trusting in God, leaning not on our own understanding, if we have that in our mind as part of our psyche, part of who we are, part of our very being, if we come to a place we don't understand a Bible principle, we would be determined to obey God and either do research on it so that we might get a better understanding of it. And of course, that could even include going to other people who we would think probably should know, you know, and asking them questions and researching it and doing those kinds of things. Or we wait for it to be more fully explained. But if it's a command, we're going to do the command. Because that's what it says. That's trusting God, that he knows best. And we're going to rely upon him. By doing it this way, we are showing God that we know that he is our ruler and that it is not us, but God who has the right to decide what is right and what is wrong. And that's part of the reason why all too often we lean upon our own understanding, not trusting God, because we want to decide what is right and what is wrong. It goes right back to the garden. Proverbs 28 and verse 26, many of you will have this. You may not have it committed to memory. You'll know it exactly whenever we start it. Proverbs 28:26. He that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walks wisely, that would be trusting in God, leaning not on his own understanding, but leaning on God, he shall be delivered. That's what we want. We want to be delivered. We want to know what is right, what is wrong. We trust God. Trusting in ourselves, it says it's a fool. Jeremiah 10:23. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. So when we read Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, we go, why would we not just automatically do this? Because we don't necessarily always trust the words of God. Wow, that's hard, isn't it? Otherwise, we would be reading a verse like this or the one we just read, you know, and it says, trust in your own, you know, a person who trusts in his own self, he's a fool. But this one says, it's not in man to direct his way, but it is in God. So, again, as believers, we start leaning on God, not on self. By leaning on God in all our ways means, another sense of it, another, you know, feeling of the verses or of those words there, it means we do not view some things as private and not God's business. Well, that didn't have anything to do with God. And I put this in is because I was told this by a person in a church one time. Well, this didn't have anything to do with God. Oh, okay. And at that point, you realize there's no need to talk to this person much further because they have just said, please understand, you know and I know that I am a fool. Now, that's not what they're saying, but that's what the Bible is saying. In all things, in all areas, we seek his counsel, we seek his will, and he gives it to us in many different ways. That's the thing. There are so many different ways that he will actually give us the information. If we have the heart and the attitude of, I want to trust God in all things and I want to lean on God, not on myself, please show me the answer. What is your will? What is your counsel on this situation? And there are several ways that he does it. For example, one is he gives it to us from what we study in the Bible. A second way is sometimes it may be stated in church services. And I'm using church services in a broad sense there. Such things as in a sermon or a sermonette or Bible studies. And then a third way, and there are others, I'm just talking about three simple things here. A third way would be something another believer might say to us. So he can give us, God can give us the information, his counsel, his will, through many different ways. So in all things, we seek his counsel, we seek his will, and we know and we trust that he gives it to us in many different ways. He doesn't do it just through one single way of doing it. He only gives me information just whenever I study the scriptures. It's a way. It could be something that's said in services. It could be something that in a conversation with another believer, they could say something and give us the answer to what is going on. Many different ways, many ways. Again, as a believer, we will place God's view first in all things in our lives. Psalm 119 in verse 28. Have you got this one memorized yet? How many times do I quote this one? Therefore, when we have a decision to make, whether large or small, we will seek as much counsel as we can in order to determine and to decide as clear as is possible what God's will is in this matter. The Bible principle is two or three witnesses. So the point from that is that I would bring in into this particular teaching would be, if you're talking this to another believer, just for an example, that other believer could be even a church pastor, you know. And they ask a question, and we say, oh, well, the answer is X, Y, Z. And we go, oh, okay, fine, I'll just accept it and do that. No, no, two or three witnesses. Probably the next thing after from a member, including the ministry, the answer is such and such, and they go, okay, can you show me in the Bible? You're not challenging the person. You're not threatening them. You're just looking for a second witness. That's a healthy thing to do. And so just keep a lot of these principles in mind, because God will direct us. That's what it says. Might, could, will. That's what he says. God then will help us make a wise decision. Go with me to Philippians 4 and verse 6. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be careful for nothing or anxious about anything, as it says in more translations. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So obviously this is all coupled with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. Remember that we're to be praising him when? Continuously. All of this ties in. All of this ties in together here. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We trust in the Lord and do not lean on our own understanding. Now, both of those topics, trusting in God and leaning out on your own understanding, could be greatly expanded. I understand that. There's so many avenues. We could go down this and talk about this and this and this. I understand that. And my purpose through all of this is giving more of a broad overview with the principles there, and hopefully others or even myself at other times can fill in more gaps. But now, okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to take a look at the phrase, acknowledge the Lord in all your ways, or in all our ways. The feeling or sense in the Greek here is keeping him in mind in all events of our lives. That's the sense of it. If you look at the Greek, acknowledging him, that would be the sense of it. That we are, I mean, the Hebrew of it, I'm sorry, the Hebrew, the sense in the Hebrew would be that we are keeping him in mind in every area of our life. Not keeping some things private, it doesn't really belong to God. It didn't make any difference to God what I do in this situation. Really? It might. It might. Here's a point that I want us to understand. Living a godly way of life is not limited to the Sabbath or the holy days. Because God is involved in every moment of every day in our lives as his children. Now, we either know that, and we believe it, and we accept it, and we thank him for it. Or, I didn't realize that. Now we can know it and accept it and believe it, or we can reject that. God is involved in every moment of every day of our lives because we are his children. His instruction covers our lives from the moment we wake up in the morning to the time that we go to bed at night, and then even through our sleeping time. Because he will even help direct our dreams. Because he talks about, where did all of these multitude of dreams come from? He tells us. It's there. I'm not talking about it here. My point is in every moment of every day of our life, God is involved in it. It's not just on the Sabbath, not just on the holy days, you know, when it's, quote, holy time. It's at all moments. He wants us to remember him all the time, and he wants us to trust him and obey him to guide our behavior in everything that we do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. That's what all of this is saying. Now let's look at the next phrase, making our path straight. Go back with me to Proverbs 3 and verse 6. We won't actually see it and read it in the context. Proverbs 3, verse 6. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. There are some other translations that translate this last part, and he shall direct your paths, in several different ways. You can read all the different translations and come up with it. But what we see here is when we make the decision that please God, he will cause us to be able to learn more of his ways that will help us to be happy and to be secure. When we say, yes, I'm going to trust God in whatever he wants, I'm trusting him, when we make that statement, when we come to that realization and we do that. Joshua 1 and verse 7, many of you will know this, you will know what it says. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may prosper whithersoever you go. Now, was that verse written just for Joshua? No. This was spoken to him, but this is written down for all believers to accept this, to believe this, and to live it as a way of life, to trust God's going to do this. Go with me to Psalm 25 and verse 9. Psalm 25 and verse 9. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Well, hopefully the meek is synonymous. It's not by definition, but I hope the word meek is synonymous with believer. You know, the meek shall inherit the earth. That's what he said in Matthew 5:5. Okay, I hope that's talking about believers. That's us. And in this context, I want to go to one more scripture here, and that is in James 1 and verse 5. James 1 and verse 5. And I want to read this out of the New International Version. James 1 verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So if we don't have an understanding on something because we don't have the wisdom in this, and I'm not even giving the definition here of what the word wise is, but he says if we don't have it, we don't have this knowledge and understanding and the wisdom to know what to do with it in the context, then we ask and he'll give it to us. Because we're trusting him. We're leaning not on self, but we're leaning on him. It all of this ties in. It all ties in. This point, and the point mean, and he shall direct your paths. The sense in the Hebrew is that God will smooth out or make straight the road of our lives. You think there's a reason now for why we need to trust God and not lean on our own understanding and acknowledging him in all things, and he is going to make straight, smooth out the roads in our lives? Huh. Because we trust him and we lean on him, not on ourselves. Acknowledging that it is about God. Then we receive the promise that God will go before us and he will remove many of the obstacles from our paths. Now, I understand there's trials, there's testing. He's going to do those things. That's a totally different subject. You know, so it's not it's going to be smooth sailing, never will have any problems. That's not what it says. That's two different topics. The reason that we have some of the trials and testing in our lives is because we're not trusting God, or we're not leaning, or we are leaning on our own understanding, or we're not acknowledging God. When we have those things together, there are going to be paths that are smoothed out in front of us because God is going to smooth them out. He wants us to be successful. He wants our life to be rewarded here and in the kingdom of God. So, the big word, if we trust him and follow his instructions, truly leaning on him and acknowledging that he did it, and these things are about him, the focus is to be on God and not on us, he will lead us forward, sweeping many of our potential problems to the side. We're all in favor of that, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, and acknowledge him in all your ways. And this is what he says he's going to do. Let's read it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Brethren, how absolutely exciting and beautiful these words should be for us as we think about examining ourselves for the upcoming Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. The Aaronic Blessing. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speaking to Aaron and to his sons, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. God bless each one of you, brethren, with the knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom to trust, to acknowledge him in all things, leaning on him in all these things. God bless each one of you, brethren.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.